first day. How does it feel to, you know, first you walk up to that locker and you see the name on the back of the jersey? That's got to be a pretty special thing.
Yeah, man, I think today it was like it finally really set in. And I was like practicing with the Green Bay Packers, man. It was crazy. Like the first day I came here, I mean, walked through the locker room. You see these guys like Aaron Rodgers, and you see like guys like Clay Matthews. It's like crazy. It's surreal. And you're like, wow, like I'm really in this locker room with these people. But I mean, it was a great day, man. I really love the coaches that we got here, man. I think my D-line coach is phenomenal. I think, man, we had a real good learning period. And I feel like I'm going to get a lot better being here with these guys. So, I mean, I'm excited, and I'm just, you know, putting in work every day.
How do you make a name for yourself in these style of practices when, you know, I mean, reps are at a premium. You can't do a ton as far as contact. And you play a very physical position, obviously. So how do you make an impact on coaches early on?
I think just effort, man. I think you got to be relentless, pursuit to the ball. And I just think you just got to be productive, too. I mean, when you get those reps, you just got to take advantage of every opportunity you have, man. And just got to go all out.
Everybody is brought here for a reason. And you're going to develop, like you said, quite a bit once you're here.
Yes, sir.
But a lot of people get drafted because they can at least do one thing really great.
Yes, sir.
What is the thing that you bring to the table right away, do you think, in your pro career?
I mean, right now, honestly, man, I just think I'm just a real humble guy. I mean, to be honest with you, I think that's my best aspect. I think I'm ready to learn, and I just ready to get better, and I think that's the best thing I could bring to the team. Yes, sir.
Did you have a chance to be addressed by Coach Penn yet? I mean, kind of a first impression of your defensive coordinator?
He's a great guy, man. I mean, just scheme-wise, he knows a lot. I mean, we were going through the defense. The first install day was pretty surreal, too, man. We went through stuff so quick. I was back at the hotel trying to make sure I went over everything, make sure I got every little detail. But, yeah, he really knows his stuff. I mean, from so far from me just being around him for a couple days.
Your brother Joe with the Cowboys, does he give you an idea what to expect or say, learn on your own?
He gave me some hints, man. He actually texted me this morning, good luck, and I'm pretty sure he wants the best for me. But, he told me he said I'd be fine, man. He knows I work real hard, and at the end of the day, he just give it to the Lord and everything will be all right.
Have you bumped into any of the veteran guys in your room that are already here?
Yeah, I actually bumped into Kevin King. He actually trained out in Berkeley for a little bit because Coach Beck, our strength coach, was the strength coach at Washington for a little while. I knew Kevin a little bit, talked it up with him a little bit. And Aaron Jones, you know, I trained with his brother too at EXO, so it was pretty cool to see those guys. Sir?
How much did you follow a Cal guy coming to Green Bay? Did you follow that when that was all going down? And, I mean, do you follow the guys who came before you at the same school?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, you know, Rich Rodgers being here last year, and Trevor Davis, that was another guy who I was texting before I got out here. And, I mean, they told me I love it here, man. They told me it's a great staff, I mean, great coaching, I mean, just a great process and teach you how to be a professional. So, I'm just so excited to be here, man. I'm blessed, and I just got to thank God. And, yeah, for sure, I mean, being a Cal Bear, man, we take a lot of pride in that. And, I mean, we got one of the greatest Cal Bears ever, Aaron Rodgers, on the team. So just got to learn from him, man, and just continue to work.
Your fellow rookie, Cole Madison, has a pretty good flow. You do as well. I would ask, who has the better flow, and when did you last get a haircut?
Man, it's been a while since I had a haircut. I want to say it's about 6 years, but I think Cole might actually have me beat. I'm pretty confident about my hair, but he got that long locks, man. Mine don't hang too long. Mine only come down about right here. So I give it to Cole, man. I think he got me beat, to be honest with you.
He said the last time he cut it was prom for high school.
Okay. So. Yeah, I think I cut mine a little bit before prom. So, I mean, I think he might have me beat too on having it the longer time. So hopefully I could catch him. Hopefully I catch up to him.
James, when you're walking around the Cal campus with that look, does anyone ever think you're Adam Duritz from Counting Crows? Did you ever have that happen to you?
Nah, not really. But, I mean, he actually came out to a couple of practices before, and he's talked it up with Jared. But, yeah, nah, not really.
Is there another celebrity people think you look?
Not Maui. You know, sometimes I get Maui. I got some tattoos, so, you know, like, when I'm around kids and my girlfriend loves to go into Disney store and stuff, so they call me Maui from Moana, so that's probably the most I get.
So can you sing like him?
A little bit, you know what I'm saying? I think I get the rock a little bit. You know, do a little, what can I say except you're welcome? It's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? I still got it.
You've won today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate it. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I like to hear. I mean, this is just great to be here, man. I mean, I'm blessed. I mean, to be around this organization, man, Green Bay is such a great history behind it. I mean, my dad went nuts when I got drafted by Green Bay, and I mean, I'm just blessed to be here, and I'm loving every second of it.
Is it easy for you with your personality to keep a little, because this, for the rest of us that are normal people, get thrown into this, you don't know the playbook, it's all new. seems like it would be really overwhelming. Has that been overwhelming, or is your personality able to handle?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a pretty playful guy. I mean, I try to limit it today, and I mean, for sure limit it in the future, just trying to learn everything, make sure I get everything down right. But, I mean, it's football, man. You dream about this as a kid, man. I mean, when you're growing up, you dream about wearing, like, a logo like the Green Bay Packers. And, I mean, just to be here and have this shirt on and have these clothes on is just so surreal. I mean, I just can't do nothing but smile. Just happy to be here.
You're obviously bringing your personality, but what do you bring defensively to the table here in Green Bay?
I mean, I think I'm just a humble guy, man. Whatever the coaches want to put me at, I mean, I just feel like I just want to benefit the team in whichever way I can. And I know I got a lot of learning to do, even after today. I mean, just working with my hands and my hips, man, I got a long time to go. But hopefully I can get there with hard work and coaching.
James, quick question about that. I'm sorry if I already got this. But personality-wise, where do you think that comes from? Because I don't know how many scouting reports you looked at, but, like, literally every one of them has it underneath the string for you going into the league. Is that parents or?
Yeah, you know what, man? My mom always was a big playful jokester, too. So I probably got it from her, man, to be honest with you. My dad's he talks a lot of trash, too. So I guess I got the best of both worlds from him. And, I mean, I'm just a playful dude. And my brother, too, is another jokester all the time. So just being around him, I guess, it just wore off on me.
What was that like growing up in that household, then, with all those personalities?
It was pretty intense, man. I mean, it was definitely a lot of family arguments and some controllers being broken. And it was cool, though, man. I mean, we loved it, man. I actually want a big family, too. I mean, I have two brothers and two sisters, and I mean, it's just been great. I mean, actually, my little brother plays at Western Michigan too, so it actually worked out great, man. He come see me too, so yeah. I mean, it was just so fun, man. And I love family's everything to me. So
is he a lineman too?
No, he actually plays DB.
Really?
Yeah. So I mean, I feel like the younger you get, the less food you got, and the more athletic you are. So so yeah, so he's winning out of me and Joe.
You said your dad went nuts when you got drafted by the Packers. Was it because he was a Packer fan, or just kind of the history of the organization?
Yeah, I just think the history of the organization, man. I mean, my dad named my brother after Joe Don Looney, a famous football player. So, I mean, he's nuts. I mean, but, I mean, he's just a great guy. He's very passionate about football. He's always wanted me and my brother to be in it. And have a chance to play at the highest level is just a dream come true for him. And it's a dream come true for the whole family. So I'm just blessed. Just can't thank God enough.
Was James for anybody?
Huh?
Was James for anybody named after anyone for you?
Nah, I was just named after him. Okay. Yeah, so I mean, yeah, so big shout out. You know, I got to up on my brother being named after my dad. Yeah.
What's on your to-do list now, James? You got here, you're wearing this clothes, you've been drafted. What's on your to-do list going forward?
Just work hard and get better, man. I mean, the thing that I would say most about being in the NFL is just the hard work you got to put in. I mean, it's a grown man's game, and I think I got a real, real long way to go. And I think with great coaching and with hard work, you can get there. And, I mean, I just want to develop my game and become a pro.